Written by Jay, by the way.
It's time now for a time warp into a multi-genre musical delicatessen of 600-plus parodies from those masters of the art, Apologetics. We simply call the show Apologetics with an X. And the man going with the flow, the man in the know, Jay Jackson, lyricist, lead singer of Apologetics.
Yes, taking your order on the musical delicatessen. Yes, that song we just heard was one of the rare apologetic songs that I don't sing on, especially sung by a male that I don't sing on. And the guy who sang on it was a guy named Spotsy, and he's a phenomenal guy. I had the pleasure of writing the song, but he sang it. It's called I Feel God. It's a parody of I Feel Good by James Brown, and Spotsy is one wonderful soul singer. So anyway.
Keep it here for more great parodies on Apologetics with an X. What's in the deck next, Jay?
Sure. First song is a song about one of the shortest books of the Bible in the New Testament. Only 27 verses, I believe, in one chapter. And it's by Jesus' half-brother, Jude. He's got a half-brother named James and another one named Jude. Both of them wrote epistles. And the song was called Take Jude. It's a parody of Hey Jude by the Beatles. Continuing with the Beatles theme, the two songs after that, back-to-back, are parodies of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band and With a Little Help from My Friends, but they're done with a spin on the story of Job, and it's called Such Impressive, Smart Close Friends, and the song after that's With a Little Help from My Friends. And then the last song is a parody of the Queen classic Bohemian Rhapsody. Ours is about David, and David was from Bethlehem, and that's why it's called Bethlehemian Rhapsody. It's about David's epic battle with Goliath.
Take Jude, he makes it fast. Take a second and read his letter. Remember, it's 25 verses long. So is this song, so pay attention. Take Jude, both he and James were related to our Lord and Savior. They didn't believe their brother was him till he'd risen. Strange, like Jude and James. Don't worry, the word of God has shown us that those we know who think we're fools and crazy kooks, they may just convert a little. Jude, it's written down. I have found it. Here's how you get there. Remember that revelation comes last. Right before that, they place his letter. Sunday school to learn it. But don't you know the gist of Jude? Hey dude, you should contend for the faith because it's permanent. Na 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 na, yeah. Take Jude, go take his path. Take a stand as a faith defender. Remember, we played this song about him, so you begin to read his letter, and you never, ever better forget it.
Come on. up and talk down on me, bending my ear, accusing me of wrong, with friends like that who needs enemies. Oh, I can cry with little help from my friends, and ask why with little help from my friends. Gonna die with little help from my friends. Such a fate.
Was it murder or some evil fault?
How do I deal with the pressure and pain?
Are you sad because you're finally caught?
No, I can cry with little help from my friends. That's why with little help from my friends. Gonna die with little help from my friends. My breast.
You need an attorney.
I need you to give it a rest. Go, I can cry with little help from my friends. And ask why with little help from my friends. Gonna die with little help from my friends. Yeah, so goodbye, your little help now, my friends. Your little help now, my friends.
Fantasy, cause of his grand size, no one safe from fatality. Open your eyes, look up at Goliath and see. I'm dressed for war, boys. I need no infantry, cause I'll meet the one you propose. Israelites, pick my foe. Anyway, I'll win, so doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama, there's still no man who can come against this threat. Mama, Goliath is testing us, and now he's gonna know we're all afraid. Mama, ooh, he's a mean and crazy guy, he'll come right back again.
I see a little silly shepherd, not a man. What are you trying to prove? You'll be chewed up and mangled.
Send the boy to bite me, very, very tiny.
Galileo, 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 you'll be galore.
I'll kick your butt. I trust the Lord, but nobody trusts me.
He trusts the Lord, but something's wrong inside of me. Bearing the fight, gives his monstrosity.
Evil comes, evil goes, you will get deposed.
I will not now, I will not get deposed.
Yes, you will.
I will not,
I will not get deposed.
Yes, you will.
Apologetics with an X is right here on your radio station each week at this time, and we appreciate you listening. Please share us with your friends. If they aren't in the area with a radio station that carries the program, may we suggest you tune in Angel 95 on their favorite listening device, or add the Angel 95 smartphone app. We can be heard there as well at 7 p.m. Saturday or Sunday in the Central Time Zone, or at 11 a.m. Monday. Jay?
Yes, that's a wonderful thing, all that accessibility. We're honored to be featured on Angel 95 and to be featured on all those various and sundry things that Jerry just said. The next song that we're going to do a parody of Billy Squire's song, The Stroke, and ours is called He Spoke. And, you know, that's how God made the universe, He Spoke. The song after that is one of my favorite Men Without Hats songs. There's only two that I really know too well, but this is the only one that a lot of people know is this song called Safety Dance. Our song is called Tasty Plants, and it's a biblical take on vegetarianism. Nothing wrong with vegetarianism, but carnivorism, or however you want to call it, is quite biblical, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so it's a sort of an answer for that with a little humorous take. The song after that is called Hit 'Em With Your Slingshot. You'll never guess what that's parody of. And it's sung by my daughter, Jana. And another story, another bit on the David and Goliath thing, but more applying it to your everyday life.
Everybody, have you heard? It was in the beginning that he spoke the word. Don't tangle with them. You don't take no jive. It's not a fight for children. Give a first intake. You talk to me about
checkbook's right. I wish you'd finally let me speak my mind, because
God has spoken,
and this revision has all got it wrong.
God has spoken. God has spoken.
You're so forgetful, boy.
Carnivorous rats, well then, don't censor mine. I say, we can go where we want to, the places they will never dine. And if we like stuff that comes from cows and fish, birds, and even pigs, God knows in mine. And eat some plants. We can do what we want to, lots of yummy foods to try. And we could just eat meat, but our hearts have to beat, so we might not want that big ribeye. I say, eat some kelp if you want to, if you don't, nobody will. And you can actually prove the tofu is a food, and eat the moss on your windowsill. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants, get your greens out of a bowl. Eat some plants, food isn't for your soul. Eat some plants, 790 months will enhance. Eat some plants, eat some plants. Everybody's taking a stand. Tasty plants, oh tasty plants. Yes, tasty plants.
Just eat green, 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 Read an Acts if you want proof. See what 10:15 describes. And Romans 14:2-3. Then we've got a doozy for Timothy 4:3-5. Say, read some rats if you want to. You can ignore Genesis 9. Because your friends don't fancy things the Lord says, and there's no sense in trying. I say, eat some plants, eat some plants. Ever think out of the bowl? Eat some plants, eat some plants. Your food is in for your soul. Eat some plants, eat some plants. Check in 1 Corinthians 10. Eat some plants, eat some plants. 25 and straight to the end. And will you take a glance at what you 16 cents? And Colossians. Oh, it's a great affair. For when we taste your friends who love the taste of plants. Yeah, the taste of plants. It's the taste of plants. Well, it's the taste of plants. Well, it's the taste of plants. Oh, it's the taste of plants.
Apologetics with an X. Jay, what if they want you to come to their town, or maybe they just want to purchase an album or a download?
Well, if we're really desperate and you want to purchase an album, maybe we'll come to our town just to hand deliver to you. So if you want to come to your town, we're not touring a lot these days because we've been spending so much time in the studio. We're putting out new songs about every 2 weeks. We put out two more songs and four CDs per year over the last 4 or 5 years. But we do still tour occasionally. Either way, if you want to find us, we're apologetics.com. Just remember the name of the show. It's Apologetics with an X. So it's not a CS on the end like C.S. Lewis, although he was a great expert in apologetics. We are Apologetics with an X. With an X on the end, it's a band. Or you can go to our Facebook site, which is just Apologetics, and that's where you can find us.
Well, Jay, what do we have in our next set of tunes?
Sure. Well, the first song we're going to do is a song by Hall & Oates. From the other side of the state I live in, they're from Philadelphia, I'm from Pittsburgh, and there is a big difference. We are this song is called Anteater, and it deals with Adam naming the animals, and what in the world would he see when he saw that thing coming his way? The original song, of course, was Maneater. The song after that is a duet I sing with a lady named Keely Singer. She's a really great singer. She married a guy whose last name was Singer. I always like to joke with people. I say, boy, when Keely, if she had two men courting her, you know, did this guy get the nod because his last name was Singer? I mean, because she is a phenomenal singer. If anybody deserves to have the last name Singer, it is Keely. And she is just as charming and just as sweet as her voice is. But this song is called I Went in the Stream, and it's a song about baptism. And the song after that is an Andy Rabbit parody, and it's a parody of a song from the movie The Roadie, which is called Drive My Life Away, which is a country hit and a pop hit back in the very early 80s. And I just called Tried to Find Lots of Ways, and I sure did. But in the end, I found there was only one way, and thank goodness he found me first.
Her food is in there, and the feast begins to start. carelessly ignoring God. You do something to repent and then you change, drawing closer and you feel so strange when you give Him your heart. Jesus comes and pours a cross, tending to this vine. It requires a bit of patience.
All the stuff we feel, He knows, come but space it. He guides us to heaven.
I took before I met him, babe. me right, he paid all my debts. Show you how he saved me some time. We gotta read Romans. Though the sins were wiped out, zapped him like Nintendo. Ain't a perfect Christian, but we've all got a ways to go.
Apologetics with an X. Well, do tell, Jay, what has the band been up to lately?
Well, we're still in the studio all the time working on this and that. We're just getting ready very soon to release our new songbook. We do a digital songbook. We just about up to 600 songs now, and when that one comes out, well, actually we are, when the songbook comes out and that thing has about 700 pages of the digital thing, this will be the fourth edition of it. Put it out of it every couple of years. And so I've been busy with that and just working on new parodies. Our newest single has parodied of Alice Cooper. The song No More Mr. Nice Guy is a parody called No More Mr. Wise Guy about Solomon. And we just released a parody of the Van Halen version of You Really Got Me. And it's a song for our wives. It's called You Really Got Me. And I wrote it with my wife in mind, but I thought about the other guys in the band. And, you know, especially the active guys in the band right now, the guys who play on that song. And when I think of them, not that the other guys don't have zombie watch, but I'm saying, when I was thinking about that, I was thinking about Tom's wife, Deborah, and Keith's wife, Krista, my wife, Lisa, of course, and Jimmy's wife, Eve. Now, Wayne is not married, so he doesn't have a godly wife. But when he gets married, I'm sure he'll have one. But we just have really godly wives, and so we released that. So we'll get to that sometime in the near future, but we're not going to play those today. I'm just telling you what we've been up to, right?
It's almost clothing time, Jay. What'll it be next?
Yeah, this song is called Clothing Time, the first one in the next set. And it's parody of the old Semisonic hit, their only hit, called Clothing Time. And it's called Clothing Time. It deals with in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden and God had to make clothes for them because the clothes that they made were not sensible clothing. And God, there had to be shedding of blood to clothe that sin. And it deals with the clothing that we're going to get in the last days when we get clothed with a new body, as Paul described to Corinthians. A song after that features one of our godly wives. Keith Haney's wife, Krista, sings the female lead vocals on this one, in addition to myself. And this is one of our many Chumbawamba parodies, our only Chumbawamba parody that's called Tough Tumbling. And it's a parody of Tough Thumping. And it deals with the fact, you know, the righteous man, even though he falls seven times, gets back up because the Lord holds his hands. And, you know, you may think it's the end thing, but God always will cause these things to work together for good for us. Whether we fall on purpose, whether we fall for somebody had it in for us, God has a plan for us, and he'll work it all together for good. And you can find that. And the book of Psalms and Proverbs, we're going to quote some verses for you from that.
Clothing time opened up the garden and sent you out into the world. Clothing time turned down God's advice, turned over every boy and every girl. Clothing time, one man's fall will bounce us all, 'cause sin is a risky affair. Clothing time, you both have your clothes on, but you can't stay there. I know you don't want the naked truth. I know you don't want the naked truth. I know you don't want the naked truth. Naked truth. Time for you to go out in disgrace to the
promised Lord and Savior comes. So grab your leather jackets, you've lost future access, but hope will be found again. Clothing time, yes, while you are sinning, someone's coming to make sinning end. Yeah. Someone's coming who'll make sinning end.
Truth is, my thoughts were shattered, my heart was bruised and battered. Because I'd follow, but God was there when all the people scattered.
We'll be strengthened when we're weakened. If we sink in,
the righteous falls down, the righteous up again. The seven times he hits the ground, the righteous falls down, the righteous up again. The devil can't keep him down, the righteous falls down, the righteous up again. In Proverbs it's easily found, the righteous falls down, the righteous up again.
24-60 now. Facing a tidal wave, pacing and wide awake.
You think some risky things, it puts you on the brink. It makes you start to think, you're gonna slide a sink. I think that God's right behind you through the good times. He sees your fall and he guides you to the better times.
Don't panic, boy,
on the break. It makes you start to think, you're gonna slide the sink. I think that God's right behind you through the good times. He sees your bones and he guides you to the better times.
Falls down, rises up again, verse 24-60 now.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.